We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell, your host this morning. Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Rick Spain. How are you doing this morning, brother?
I made it. I'm here.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. Our sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Quality work by a company that has Christian values. I think I covered it all, sir.
You did. Man, you did good, Monica.
You want to pray to start us out?
I do. It's good to be here. I just want to greet everyone out there this morning and tell you the Lord has a word for you today. Father, we love you. We give you praise. Thank you for today, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, that you prepare our ears, our minds, our hearts, Lord God, to receive what you have for us. We give you thanks for this, Lord God. Pray for those that have needs out there, Lord God, that you would meet them in the area of their need. Give them wisdom. Give them direction. Give them strength in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I really like your title, The Stone.
Yeah. And like I told you before, there's no rolling in there. It's just the stone.
Okay.
So this is just something the Lord dropped in my heart yesterday morning when I was reading my Bible, talking to him. I'm gonna take a minute. I should have had these on already, but this helps. And for those that don't know, I need to put my glasses on. Yeah, it's not in the manner that I usually write, but you know, he dropped it in my heart, and so bear with me. I'll be looking down at this paper because I don't have it memorized. So. It goes like this. It's called The Stone. At one time, there was a boy. He was an average boy, nothing really special. He did all the things that the boys his age would do, did what mom and dad told him to do, mostly mom. The boy had the same challenges most kids have. He would skin his knees and bump his head. Whatever got in his way, he would try to run right over it, not putting much thought beforehand. There was a time in the boy's life where everything seemed to come to a head. At school, he got in trouble for something he did, but there were other kids involved and they didn't even get in trouble. The coach on his sports team told him, "You're not good enough, son. We're going to have to start you on the bench." Then he goes home and dad tells him what a lousy job he'd done and straightening up the yard. He just wanted to run away. Nothing was working right. Everything he had done before seemed to be falling apart. He ventured outside, and the dog came running to greet him. He was in no mood for that old dog at this point, so he rears back and kicked the dog. The dog responded in its natural tendency, and he bit the kid. The boy had had enough. He begins to walk down the alley thinking about how worthless life was and even how worthless he was. The teacher abused him, the coach devalued him, and dad pointed out how much of a failure he was. He walked down that alley doing what most would do, looking at the ground and kicking whatever was in his path. A rock, a can, even falling leaves, or a piece of paper if it was in his path. And he walked, as he walked along, he saw something that glimmered up ahead. He thought, what is that? It stood out more than the normal stuff a person may find on the ground. As he got closer, he realized it was a stone. He walked over and picked it up, turning it over this way and that. Holding it in the sunlight brought a special significance to it as it glimmered in the light. He wondered if it had any value. He had heard of other shiny stones that were worth a lot of money. He took the stone, put it in his pocket, and began to run home. When he reached his home, he ran inside to find his mother calling out, "Mom, where are you?" Mom came running out of whatever room she was in with a frantic look on her face, wondering if everything was all right. She said, "What is it, Jimmy?" Jimmy was the boy's name. As she reached him, she was looking the boy over, making sure everything was still intact. Mom asked the boy in somewhat of an anxious voice, "Is everything all right?" Of course, she asked several other questions, but this was the only one that registered with the boy. He replied, "Yes, Mother, everything's just fine." Mom answered back, "Don't do that to me. You can cause a mother to worry." Then she asked, "What is it that you want?" Jimmy quickly reached in his pocket and pulled out his newfound gem. "Hey, Mom, do you think this is valuable?" Mom takes the stone out of the boy's hand and looks at it closely as Jimmy stands with wide eyes and can't help but feel the pride of his new discovery. Mom realizes it's just another rock, even though it did have a significant glimmer about it. Mom, not wanting to hurt the boy, replies with a sympathetic voice that only a mom can share with her young son. "Honey, this is a beautiful stone, but its value's no more than all the other rocks that lie on the ground." She could see the disappointment in the boy's eyes as she continued with the sympathetic voice. "Son, the real value of anything is in the eyes of the beholder." She continued with that gentle counsel. "If it is value to you, then it's valuable. Don't let anyone tell you different." Jimmy felt something rising up on the inside as he thought, "This is valuable. I will hold on to this for the rest of my life." With that thought, he placed the stone back in his pocket and gave Mom a big hug. "Thanks, Mom," was his last reply, and as he ran back outside to do what all the other boys usually do. As Jimmy was walking along, he began to feel a newfound confidence. He thought, "This is going to be my lucky rock. I will have it forever." His attitude changed. His life became better. He became one of the favorites in his class. His athletic abilities increased, and sure enough, he became a starter on the team with many shining moments. Dad began to spend more time with him and show him the skills that only a dad can reveal. Life was so much better. And it was all because of his lucky stone. After many, many days, more than I can count, Jimmy still had his shiny stone. He would keep that stone in his pocket and from time to time take it out and look at it. He was even known to clean it up from time to time, removing all of that stuff that accumulates in a boy's pocket. He thought, "This is something I never want to lose." That stone was definitely a part of Jimmy's life. When the stone wasn't in his pocket, he placed it on a shelf in his room. It had been years that he'd practiced this habit day in and day out, just like the hands on a clock. Then one day it happened. He got up one morning, put his clothes on, and went to grab the stone. It was gone. He was startled, but no need to panic. He looked around the cabinet. It wasn't there. He began to search the room, carefully looking here and there. Nowhere to be found. He thought maybe he'd left it in his pocket when his clothes were being cleaned. Checked the washer and dryer. Nope, not there either. He talked to Mom and Dad and anyone else that might know about the rock. No one knew a thing about the missing item. What would he do now? He had lost the most valuable treasure of his life. The stone was gone. How could he cope with life without this? Everyone close to Jimmy understood how much the stone meant to him. They gave him all of the consolement they could. It was days, then weeks, and Jimmy couldn't seem to get over this devastating loss. As time went by, as time went by, the others that were part of his support group began to focus on their own lives, with Jimmy's loss becoming lost in the mechanics of life. Even though everyone else could forget, he never could. As time went by, Mom began to notice how Jimmy's life was being affected. So she sat down with the boy and began to tell him of losses she had experienced. She understood how much the rock meant to him and began to speak the words of comfort that only a mom can convey. She told him how proud she was of his accomplishments and reminded him that it wasn't the rock that caused the victories. It was him. That conversation with Mom brought some peace on the inside to that troubled heart. He realized he could live, breathe, and succeed without the stone. Besides, he wouldn't have to take care of it anymore. No more taking it out of his pocket and putting it on the shelf. No more cleaning and polishing. He could live without it. The next Sunday morning, all the family got ready, as they always did, loaded in the car, and went to church. Jimmy was especially attentive this Sunday as the preacher began to speak. Then it happened. The preacher said something about a stone that everyone rejected. As the preacher spoke, Jimmy realized the stone was a person. That person was Jesus, of whom Jimmy had heard so much about. How could anyone reject Jesus, the Savior of the world, he thought. As he wandered in his mind about the stone he had lost and how valuable it was to him, he couldn't help but to contemplate the rejection of the most precious stone. Don't the people understand the value of what they've denied? How could anyone in the right mind turn away from the most precious gift the world has ever known? The preacher continued to talk about the stone. He said whoever believes in Jesus will never perish, and that this stone will never leave you. He will be with you forever. Jimmy didn't know how much forever was, but he knew it was beyond anything he could imagine. He thought within himself, I want that stone. At the end of the sermon, the preacher asked if anybody wanted to receive Jesus. Jimmy didn't hesitate. He was the first one to come forward. There were others that also came forward. He thought, I wonder if they lost a stone also. When he prayed to ask Jesus to come into his life, something happened. He felt a change on the inside, an acceptance that he'd never felt. He felt clean like he'd never felt in those nightly showers. He thought at that moment he could run 100 miles with no side effect. He was different. He went home with the family after church, and the strangest thing happened. He went into his bedroom to change his clothes. He didn't mean to. Maybe it was a habit. But he looked over on his shelf, and what do you think he found? That's right. It was the stone. Jimmy didn't contemplate much on how the stone got there. He just figured it was a sign from Jesus to remind him who the real stone is. Jimmy's much older now. You know, he still has that stone. Sometimes he tells others the story. Sometimes he just remembers the story in his own mind. That stone that every... That stone that everyone else just walked over was one of his most precious possessions. That stone was more than something he found on the ground. That stone was a gift from God wrapped in the man Jesus. As he thought about it more, he realized he wasn't really looking for the stone. The stone was looking for him. There's nothing to compare with the greatest stone that ever lived, the rock of our salvation. So much of life is spent on things we have lost to the expense of all we've gained. We allow the aspects of life around us to dictate the more important item that's right on the inside. We sacrifice what we do have to the grave of what we can't keep. This can become a stone that we carry around, not recognizing the extra weight it brings. We may think about the stone that the builders rejected and assume we would never do that. The precious gift from God that wasn't just for everyone else. It was for you and it was for me. No, we couldn't reject him. And yet the sacrifices of life, the things we carry, the picture that the world paints around us, when we allow this to rule our life, in essence, we're rejecting him. He is the Savior of the world, but more than that, he's your Savior. He is the living stone. Well, when we allow him to live in us the way he is meant to, we become living stones that he lives through. The rejection and hurt you may experience is not for you, it's for him. He is not a stone that adds weight to your life. He's the stone that's strong enough to carry any and every weight you may encounter. There are many precious stones in this world, but the most precious stone is the one you were never intended to live without. Next time you lose a stone, remember the stone.
That was good. That was good, brother. That was good.
Let's go ahead and go to a break.
You want to go to a break now? Okay. Do you have any prayer requests over there? Okay. We'll go through.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Early
you're
here.
Good, brother. We can go through commercials, and then if we have prayer requests come in, we can, I'll interrupt you.
Okay.
And not feel bad, not feel too bad about it.
Okay.
And not in a rude way.
This is a live program.
Yes.
This is a live program. I forgot I wasn't in the microphone.
Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue. They are one of our sponsors. The Refuge Church at New Liberty is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love anyone to come just as you are. You don't have to get clean. You don't have to get sober first. Just go and let us love you back to life. You can join them for any of their services, and you can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church East City, or follow them on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, OK. Service times are Sunday morning at 10:30, Spanish services at 2, Sunday evening at 6, and then Wednesday night, Bible engagement has changed to Wednesday night at 6:30, and then Bible study follows that at 7. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Barbadoes and Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at barbadoesandford.net.
You are tuned into the Hour Power this morning. Our guest for today is Rick Spain. His title for this morning is The Stone. Man, that was really good.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, that's just something that the Lord dropped in my heart yesterday morning. And I didn't have, obviously, I got to go to work, so I didn't have time to put it on paper at that time. So I spent the middle of my day yesterday writing, and then at the end of the day, I finished that. So, and I knew that it was for you. It was for you this morning, you know. And I want to bring some points out here, and this, you know, if you've listened to me before, a lot of times I dig down pretty deep, and sometimes I lose people in thought. And this is going to be a simpler message today, you know, because it's really, you know, God is not as complicated as we make him to be. You know, yes, he's bigger than we can even imagine or think, but he comes to us in a way that we can understand, and we need to hold on to that, you know, because what's interesting to me that I see a lot of people and even myself tripping over the simple things of life because of all the complications. You know, I want to bring at least 3 points out in what I just read to you. And the first one is, you know, just like Jimmy, you know, and I know this was in a child's mind, but you know what? It's like that 70-year-old woman told me years ago. She said, Rick, we're all kids on the inside. You know? So, you know, and hopefully that brought the kid out in you, you know, to reflect on these things, Lord. The first thing that I want to bring out is just like Jimmy, he had struggles. You know, and that's one thing that we're guaranteed in life, we're going to have struggles. You know, it's interesting how life is a series of hills and valleys. So if you're on a hill, remember, there's a valley coming, but if you're in a valley, there's a hill on the horizon. You know, it's not always, you know, another thing that's guaranteed is change. Things are guaranteed to change. Just look at the world we live in. I heard a guy talking about the difference between a pessimist and an optimist. And the pessimist says, well, this is the worst it could ever get. And the optimist says, no, it's not. come on, that's supposed to be funny. Yeah. All right. I don't want to be so serious. We can't laugh sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I like to be optimistic, and I do not want to be pessimistic, but I learned in life we got to be realistic. And so if you're in a tough situation, you got to realize this is a tough situation. You know, and then you navigate your course according to what you have. You cannot work with what you don't have. And I think most of the time what we do is we spend our wheels trying to figure out how to get through something, and we come to the point where I don't have this. Somebody else has it, you know, and so then we start comparing ourselves to them, and oh my gosh, we go in circles. You know, the Bible tells us that God will give us everything that we need. Everything that we need. And in Philippians chapter 4, it says, don't worry about anything. The pause is intentional. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will encompass your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so many points there. Number one, don't worry about it. You know, it's this saying that I came up with years ago. Worry builds a bridge that leads to the land of what if. It's seldom ever traveled, but it's not like the postcard that worry sent you. You know, I heard another guy say, somebody famous, I can't remember who it was. He said, when you have 10 bad things coming at you at once, know this, that 9 of them are probably going to run off in the ditch. You know, and in our minds, we look and see where our life is and all these problems, and it seems like from every side we've got problems. And you know, if we thought realistically and come from experience, we can look back and say, what was I worrying about yesterday? Well, a lot of us can't even remember. And if we go even further, weeks, months, years, you know, then it gets really hard to remember, unless you're my wife. She remembers stuff that I did that I swear I did not do. You know what I mean, Monica? Honey, I didn't do it. And so the struggles of life, you know, and John 16:33, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Jesus said that, not Rick. And you may think, well, yeah, I already know that. In this world, you're going to have trouble. There is no getting around it. I don't care how you handle your life, how sophisticated and how orderly that you run your operations, trouble's going to come. Yeah? And nah, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say something, but I won't. That's a bad confession. So, but how Jesus finished that verse, he said, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. That's one thing in itself. We have got to learn that God has instilled in us a joy that no one can take away. We had that. Matter of fact, when he becomes your savior, this is one of the elements that the Spirit brings to your life: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self control. Against these things, there is no law. They can't take it away from you. Legally, cannot do it. How can you lose your joy? All right. I'm giving you a sec. Thank you. All right. Well, I was giving them a chance to think, and I hope they came up. That was Dana? Tina. That was Tina over there. And she came up with the right answer that they can't take it away. You have to give it away. Or you have to cover it up with all those problems. You know, whatever you think about, that's what you're going to move towards. Be of good cheer.